I spent a good part of my adult life going to bad places where people did bad things to each other. If people ask, I say I've covered 14 wars. That's close enough. A few specific events stand out in my memory. Others have just blurred together. There were plenty of times when death seemed imminent. Some happened very fast, in firefights, for instance. Others went much slower. The time in Bolivia when it took us half an hour to convince a group of coca farmers not to beat us to death. The guy in Haiti who held an AK-47 against my head for 15 minutes while we talked. Talked about journalism, actually. I had a secret. Visualization. That's a standard trick for athletes. Visualize yourself performing well, scoring the winning basket, goal, whatever. See it over and over in your head until you believe it. Then doing it for real will be simple. What I visualized was my survival. Before I went into a combat situation, I'd daydream about what I'd do when it was over. I'd play that fantasy over and over in my head until it became very real, almost like a memory. And then I knew I would survive because I'd seen it. All I had to do was get it over with for real. It's funny, now that I think about it, I haven't done anything like that since I got cancer. I haven't visualized myself being cured or being told I'm cancer-free. I guess my ability to see into my own future, even if it's a made-up future, has gone away. Now when I look ahead, it's all cloudy. I don't know what will happen. I don't even know what kind of future to imagine. I'm realistic. I know how this will most likely end. I'm not without hope, but I try to keep my hope in check. I don't want to get my hopes up only to have them dashed by cold, hard medical reality. If I did try, I guess I'd visualize things going easily. The side effects from the chemo wouldn't be too bad. If and when the end comes, it wouldn't be too bad either. I think that's something cancer patients do fear, that our deaths will be painful. I don't think anyone wants to die in a hospital hooked up to all sorts of machines. I think the key to my old trick, the one that let me go into combat relatively unafraid, was that I believed I could somehow influence my future. Well, one thing cancer does is make it clear that, for us at least, control over our lives is something of an illusion. We can still control the little things, but the big issues? Out of our hands. So I guess I need to find a new trick. They say armies train to fight the last war. Well, for me, that kind of war is in the past. I'm in a new one now, one that calls for new tactics and new tricks. I just haven't quite figured out what all of those are yet.